Is all our company here?
Man by man, according to the script.
First, good Peter Quince, say what the plain treats on.
Mary, our play is the most lamentable comedy, and was called Death of Pyramus and Thisbe.
Of Pyramus and Thisbe.
A very good piece of work, I assure you, and a merry. No, good Peter Quince. Go forth your act and I must go. Master spread yourself.
Answer as I told you. Nick Bottom, the weaver.
Ready, name what part I am for, and proceed.
You, Nick Bottom, are set down for Pyramus.
What is Pyramus? A lover or a tyrant?
A lover that kills himself most gallant for love.
My chief humor is for a tyrant. I could play Euclid's rarely, or a part could tear a caddy. All mortals will hit the raging rocks, and shivering shots shall break them on some pleasing gates. And then the scar shall shank the bar, shall shank the bar, and make him on. And make him on, and then the scar shall shank the bar, and make him on a foolish face. Please, Rose, trust me.
Now name the rest of the players.
Francis Flute.
This is Ugly Vain, Ugly Vain, the tyrant's vain, the tyrant's vain.
Francis Flute.
A lover is more condoling.
Bellows Mender.
Here, Peter Quince.
Flute, you must take Thisbe on you.
What is Thisbe? Thisbe? A wandering knight.
It is the lady that Pyramus must love.
Nay faith, let not me play a woman, let not me play a woman. I have a beard coming.
That's all one, you shall play it in a mask.
And you may speak as small as you will. And I may hide my face, let me play this heat too.
Oh, I speak in a monstrous little voice. No, no, you must pay Pyramus, and Flute, use Thisbe.
Well, proceed.
Robin Starling, the tailor.
Dear Peter Quince.
Robin Starling, you must pay Thisbe's mother. Come Snout, the tinker. Snug the joiner.
My face begins.
You!
And I
I'll start. And I hope. Here is a play fitted of you. The lines marked, written, pray you. If be, give it me. For I am slow of starting. You may do it extempore, for it is nothing but roaring.
Let me play the lion tone. On the moon, I will do any man's heart good and cold. Hear me. On the moon, that I will make the Duke say.
And you should do it too, terribly. You would fright the Duchess and the ladies, that they would shriek, they would shriek, and that were enough to hang.
aggravate my voice so that I will roar you as gently as any sucking dove. I will roar you and turn any nightingale.
You can play no part but Pyramus, for Pyramus is a sweet, finished man, a proper man, a most lovely gentleman like man. Therefore, you must needs play Pyramus. Well, I'll undertake. And desire to come by tonight. Here will we rehearse anon.
We will meet. And here we may rehearse most obscenely and courageously. Take pains, be perfect. Adieu.
Adieu. Adieu.